I've got Mark Damon from PSG Talk to tell me about Bradley Barkley. Barkley's had an interesting 2 or 3 years at PSG, being a key part of Paris Saint-Germain, getting themselves clambering up their European revival, as has happened. Mark, the journey you've been on with Paris Saint-Germain, for me, one of the key moments that I watched live, so it's why it's very prominent in my mind, is that 4-2 game against Manchester City, when in that second half period, it felt to me as though Barkley grabbed hold of the game and was of huge significance to Paris Saint-Germain. Is that fair?
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Neil. Appreciate it. That game, if we can all go back to that moment about 19 months ago or so, Kvitra Kvaratskhelia had been signed at that point, but it's not eligible to play in that game due to the UEFA regulations. So Barkley was playing on the left wing. They go down 2-0 early in the second half. It was two second half goals, early second half goals, maybe one early in the first half. Anyway, there's a play, that first goal they score in the comeback, where Bradley Barkley is on the midway line. He makes this touch, and any PSG fan will tell you this touch he makes to get past his defender, to get past that fullback, and to get down the line, dribbles it all the way into the 18-yard box, little cutback, nice sort of pass to the middle to Dembele for the finish. That is a iconic play in the history of PSG. And any fan, if you ask them what, you know, on X, I refer to it as the touch, right? And if I say the touch, I think most people know what I'm referring to and what moment I'm referring to. And then he scores a goal to tie it off of a ball that Desiré Doué hits off of the post. So he's in the box. Doué hits one off the post, and then he sort of, you know, taps it in from there. And I think that was the moment, I think, where Bradley Barkley reached his peak as a player at Paris Saint-Germain.